What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And over in Jerusalem, Israeli forces have attacked Palestinian worshippers at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. And basically what it is, following a shooting incident last week, Israeli security forces are basically blocking off the Al-Aqsa Mosque and not allowing worshippers in. Only a few are being allowed in. And this, of course, is adding to the friction in the area because the Temple Mount is supposedly under the control of the Palestinians, not Israel. I love this little story. This is over in military.com, basically saying that officials are still working on a new strategy for Afghanistan. This according to SecDef Mattis, meaning they're stuck in a quagmire and they don't know how to get out. Think Great Britain, think Soviet Union. Afghanistan is a place you should stay out of. Of course, when you're working for the oil companies and the American heroin lords, you go where you're told to go and do what you're told to do here. There's a cautionary word, though, that a mercenary-led surge is not going to help in Afghanistan. And as you know, Donald Trump has recently taken on two new advisors. One is, let's see, get down here. All right. Eric Prince, the founder of Blackwater, and Stephen A. Feinberg, who owns the giant military contractor DynCorp. And they are both basically recommending to Trump that it's time to resort to mercenary armies, private contractors, which will make the war much more costly. Now, obviously, the upside is they will not be coming for our sons and daughters to fight it, or for that matter, the illegal immigrants. But they're talking about basically using mercenary armies, and there are a lot of people who are saying that's really not going to work. And there's a simple reason. Yes, the mercenaries are very well trained. They're probably better equipped than our ordinary soldiers, but they're there for a paycheck. They don't believe in the cause. They don't believe in the moral rightness. When they find themselves in a losing position, they will basically retreat. So the idea that mercenary armies are somehow tougher than the regular standing military may not really have that much basis in reality. Turkey has begun bombing U.S.-backed YPG positions in Syria. So now Turkey and the U.S. are on opposite sides of that particular war. Everybody's flinging bombs back and forth. It's frustrating. Now, again, getting back to Turkey, the opposition party to Erdogan is complaining that Erdogan is obstructing the investigation into last year's botched coup d'etat attempt. There's something in there that Erdogan does not want to have made public. Was it a false flag to justify a crackdown on his opposition? Maybe. Meanwhile, hundreds of Iraqi soldiers and fighters have been killed in U.S.-led airstrikes into Iraq. And this is, of course, drawing complaints from the Prime Minister of Iraq. You're supposed to be going after the bad guys. What's wrong with you? This is the same thing in Syria. You say you're here for the terrorists and you're bombing our people. Can't you get your pilots' glasses or something? Are the targeting systems on your warplanes that out of whack that you can't hit what you're aiming at? Part of the tragedy of all of this is being reported by Global Research over in Canada, where in Mosul, now that the city has been liberated, they're starting to discover children who lost their parents, and they've literally been living underground like rats and hiding from the terrorists, hiding from the bombing, and they're starting to come on out. They're having to be reassured that everything is okay and they can come on out. and they're suffering from rickets, a lack of vitamin D. They're very thin. They've been starving. Experts are saying they're going to suffer long-term psychological trauma. These are little tiny kids exposed to the horror of war. And they will carry it with them the rest of their lives. Now, as you know, all last week, everybody was saying, oh, but daddy, the Russians got them. We confirm it. We're going to. And it triggered a faction fight among the U.S.-backed rebels over who's going to be the new boss. Well, once again, al-Baghdadi appears to have risen from the grave. Over at albawaba.com, they're saying an Iraqi intelligence officer is saying al-Baghdadi is still alive. And they're waiting to get confirmation one way or the other. But we've seen this before. The U.S. will proclaim that this or that terrorist leader is dead, and then a couple of months later they show on up again. We're going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. A little bit of good news over in the House of Representatives. I don't know how far they're going to get with this, but I think this is a good idea. As you know, they're negotiating the 2018 National Defense Authorization Act, and apparently one of the amendments that's being suggested to it would limit the U.S. participation in the war in Yemen. Now, obviously, Saudi Arabia is acting as a U.S. proxy in Yemen. They're not doing very well. And so there's already been talk about direct U.S. military intervention in Yemen. And how many more times are you going to have to do this? Because it was only a few years ago there was a successful U.S. intervention in Yemen. They drove out the democratically elected government. They installed a puppet regime. And the people of Yemen said, we don't want to live under a government run by a foreign country. And they gave the puppet regime the old heave-ho. And that's when Saudi Arabia went back in. And the corporate media, of course, is trying to spin this idea that the government that was kicked out by the people of Yemen is the internationally recognized legitimate government of Yemen. And those people from Yemen who want to run their own country, well, obviously, they're rebels and they're troublemakers and they're terrorists. Well, this new amendment is from, it's called the Liu Amendment, and I hope it goes through, but my gut is telling me it won't. Our government has unfortunately sadly reached the position where no matter what the problem is, the solution is bomb somebody. Economy's falling apart. Bomb somebody. War is good for business. Apparently, there are indications there may soon be a major battle for control of Libya's capital, Tripoli. And like everywhere else the U.S. government has stuck their nose into, Libya is in a state of chaos. And there are already clashes breaking out in the east of Tripoli, between forces loyal to the UN-backed Government of National Accord, the foreign puppet rulers, and those who are loyal to the National Guard of the Salvation Government, meaning the Libyan people. Now, a little bit of good news. Down in Qatar, that situation may be ramping on down. Of course, everybody needs to remember what kicked it on off was the United Arab Emirates hacking into the Qatari media and planting a story that offended the Saudis. And it's now known it was a fake story. But Trump has basically stepped on in and said, cool it, guys, because we need to protect our assets in the area. Remember, there's this huge base in the middle of Qatar with all these tens of thousands of Americans. And so Trump is tamping that one down. That's a good thing. Now, as you know, there's a continuing diplomatic kerfuffle over this confiscated Russian diplomatic properties. This happened back when Obama was in the White House, where they persona non grated a bunch of Russian diplomats claiming they were spies, and they seized two Russian properties, which technically count as Russian sovereign territory, but the U.S. government seized them. And it was a major bone of contention between the two governments. And finally, last week, the U.S. started indicating, we may go ahead and give you back the properties and calm things down. Well, as it turns out, the U.S. had preconditions. You will do thus, thus, and thus, and thus, and we'll give you back your property. And Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, is saying that basically these preconditions amount to property robbery. And I don't know what the conditions actually are. Nobody is really saying. It may be as absurd as you will give Crimea back. But it looks like that attempt to reconcile that issue has hit a big old pothole. Now, here's a little bit of good news. This is South Korea's new president, Moon Jae-in. He's starting to make good on his agenda for the Koreas. And South Korea is now proposing talks with North Korea to ease the border tensions to avoid hostile acts near the border to reduce the possibility of somebody making a mistake that would spin out of control. And it goes even further than that. Now, as you know, that DMZ is heavily mined. It's loaded up with dioxin. But it is possible for it to be penetrated with various means of transportation that run above the ground level. And apparently, this is an article called The Korean Matrix. It's over at Sputnik News by Pepe Escobar, saying that Moon Jae-in is talking about extending South Korea's rail system into and through North Korea to connect with Russian and Chinese rails and start to bring it all together. So he's actually on that path. He wants to reunify the Koreas. And if Kim Jong-un will calm on down and realize what an economic boon these rail lines would bring to his country, things might calm down a little bit. Now, there's another article out of Global Research where there is a United States peace delegation heading to South Korea to basically stand with the government fighting against further deployments of the United States Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System. And they're building solidarity with the peace movement there in South Korea. The peace delegation includes Jill Stein of the Green Party, Reese Chenault of U.S. Labor Against War, Medea Benjamin of Code Pink, good for her, Julian Ri of the Task Force to Stop THAAD in Korea and Militarism in Asia and the Pacific, and Will Griffin of Veterans for Peace. This is obviously a private group. It does not represent or speak on behalf of the United States government. And what they're going over there to do is to try and bring public attention to the fact that everywhere the United States goes, it sets up weapons. So already the propaganda is being poured on out to say North Korea is dangerous. There's an article over in Sputnik News, which normally I would trust, but they may have been played, where they're saying that satellite surveillance data proves Pyongyang has stepped up its manufacture of nuclear weapons fuels. And this is being sourced to a U.S. group's interpretation of recent satellite surveillance data. I have a little bit of a concern with this because satellites are really good. I'm a big fan of Google Earth. But there's only so much you can see from orbit. And the machinery used to produce nuclear weapons fuel are usually inside buildings that don't happen to have windows. Basically, they're basing this entirely on increased thermal activity around the primary nuclear plant of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. They may be generating more electricity. They may be doing other things. This is purely a guess. Oh, they're doing something. It must be nuclear weapons fuel. And again, even if North Korea has a deployable nuclear weapon, they're not going to use it until they have no other choice. North Korea is not going to attack the United States without a good reason. Because of the retaliation that would follow would turn all of North Korea into a giant puddle of glowing green glass. The same thing applies to any of the United States allies in the region. Japan, Guam. Nobody who has nuclear weapons has ever just hauled off and used them, except, of course, for the United States. The whole point of having these weapons is to deter an invasion, to give the other countries a reason to leave you alone. It's the same reason the Founding Fathers gave the American people the right to keep and bear arms, to give an intrusive, abusive government reasons to leave you alone. That's what it's all about. Saddam could have had a nuclear weapon. He wouldn't have used it. Iran may still someday get a nuclear weapon. They won't use it. You don't throw away your best deterrent to being invaded on a whim. The whole point of having nuclear weapons is to send a very clear message to other countries. It will cost you more to invade our country than you will yield in plunder and loot afterwards. So let's not do that. Let's choose a different course. Peace through commerce. Meanwhile, tensions between China and India appear to be escalating. China is holding live fire drills in Tibet to practice the invasion of India. We've been talking about the poor quality of weapons owned by many governments, not just our own. And a lot of people have been very critical of Britain's new state-of-the-art fighter jets, which are basically purchased from the United States. They're F-35s. And they're concerned about the catalog of flaws that they're going to cost hundreds of millions of pounds to fix over and above the price for the aircraft themselves. Now, there's an old pilot's joke that an airplane is just a hole in the air into which you pour money, and that is certainly much more true of military weapons. And they're finding all these problems with the aircraft. The F-35 are unable to transmit data to British ships and older aircraft without revealing its position, and this is supposed to be a stealthy aircraft. The plane software is vulnerable to cyber attack. And Britain can't test it independently. They have to sort of rely on the word of the American manufacturer. Part of the problem is the broadband on the Royal Navy's principal aircraft carrier, HMS Queen Elizabeth, is hampering the jet's ability. And finally, some of the aircraft in certain configurations are so heavy, they can't do the vertical takeoff and landing, which is a key function of the aircraft. The F-35 was built around this ducted fan and swivel tail to allow it to take off and land vertically, or at least land vertically. And now they're saying it's simply going to be too heavy to do even that. Now, speaking of HMS Queen Elizabeth, it has so many problems with its defenses. According to this story that came out of The Express in Great Britain, the Queen Elizabeth will be forced to rely on French frigates to protect it from attack. This is coming directly from Britain's Ministry of Defense. Amazing. Meanwhile, the Royal Marine Arctic Warfare exercises, scheduled for this year, have been canceled. They don't have the money. They're running out of money. And when it comes to war, the nation that runs out of money first is the nation that loses. Now, Congress, in another part of the NDAA for next year, is trying to sneak through a major giveaway to defense contractors. They're tucking language into this must-pass piece of legislation that would expand defense contractors' ability to gouge the federal government, meaning you, the taxpayer, on sole source contracts. In the good old days, the defense contractors had to bid on a weapons program. But today, they can be told by the Pentagon, you're going to get this contract, tell us how much it's going to cost. And of course, it's going to be much more money. Of course, it's going to be much more money. Boy, we need a new Harry Truman is what we do. Harry Truman made his reputation slapping those defense contractors pre-World War II upside of the head and say, you either give us what you promised to give us or you're not getting any checks. Made him very, very popular. Meanwhile, apparently things are kicking up over in western Ukraine. Somebody firebombed a nunnery, 20 people injured, no deaths, which is a good thing. But it looks like the situation around Poroshenko is starting to get ugly again. We'll be right back after these few words. we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Russia Today is reporting that there was a rock festival in the German town of Themar. 6,000 people showed up, twice as much as the population of the town itself. And the event was called Rock Against Foreign Domination and was very popular, but the corporate media is describing it as neo-Nazi rock festival. This idea that you want to resist foreign domination, you must be a Nazi. That's part of the smear campaign. If you're not willing to sell yourself into the slavery of the globalist New World Order, one world government, well, you must be a Nazi and we're going to have to treat you like one. Have you noticed that sense of panic among the globalists or even within our own government? And interestingly enough, over on Blacklisted News, they're reporting on a study by the Pentagon itself. The study is posted over at the Army War College, which has concluded that the post-World War II U.S. international order is collapsing. They're admitting the United States is a failing empire. Unfortunately, then it goes on to say how they're going to reassert their primacy. And it's more of the same. More surveillance, more propaganda, and more military expansionism. And the Pentagon is now seeing resistance to authority as a major enemy. If you refuse to do as you're told, you're an enemy of the United States of America. Well, the surveillance, the wars, the propaganda aren't working. And it's not likely to work even if you do more of it. So the significance of this report is they know it's not working, but they're not ready to give up yet, which is bad news for everybody who values freedom and peace. That's all we want. We want to be left alone. I want to be left alone to take care of my family and my friends. That's it. You can sit on whatever throne you want, put whatever crown on your head. I'm not interested. Just leave me the heck alone. Speaking of failure, story out of Investment Watch blog, the economic system has failed, and the Federal Reserve is trying to hide it by pushing the stock markets higher. And this is something they started doing all the way back during the Clinton administration. It was called the President's Commission on Special Commission on the Markets, nicknamed the Plunge Protection Team. And every time the stock market would start down, they'd go on in there with a bunch of newly created money, and they'd run the market back up again, which, by the way, was destroying the short sellers, so that they could use that stock market number as a political banner. See, the economy is great. Look at the stock market. And if you're homeless and hungry and your city streets are falling apart, it's your fault. We're doing our job. Look at that stock market. And they're still playing that game. And those numbers at the stock market, first of all, they are rigged, they're overvalued, and second, they are not connected to the real economy of this nation. The vast majority of people in this country do not own stocks. So, and once again, we're hearing this hue and cry, Congress must raise the debt ceiling or risk a constitutional crisis. This is coming out of Circa.com. So, we keep going through this every year, woe is us, the debt. We can't raise it. It's simply too much for the taxpayer. Well, we'll go ahead and raise it again. We'll let somebody else worry about it. They can't control it. They can't get it under control. There really is only one solution. It's the one Andrew Jackson did. You shut that private central bank down. You write off all the debt created through fraud, and you reset the system. That is the only thing that will save this nation from a massive economic collapse that's going to make the Depression of the 1930s look like a minor speed bump in comparison. When you start taking into account the derivatives exposure of all these financial institutions and the recent changing of the law to make sure the derivatives get paid ahead of anything else, including pensioners and ordinary people, you can realize just how ugly this is going to get when it starts to come apart. And by the way, Illinois is already starting to make noises about having to use its pension funds to plug their debt. We're going to take a break for commercials, back with some phone calls after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take some phone calls here. Glenn in Philadelphia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Mike. Virgin Galactic had already trademarked the name Moon Jae-in for its soon-to-be-realized lunar bed and breakfast station. So they're suing South Korea's president for infringement.
That's not enforceable on the moon.
Lack
of jurisdiction. Sorry about that.
Well, it's a thought. Anyway, okay. The Moon Jae is their fictitious bird mascot, of course. About John McCain.
Yes.
If one were to punch one's insubordinate elderly subordinate in the head, they tend to sustain things like subdural hematomas and nasty bruises, a la Bernie Sanders, if you recall.
Yes.
Apparently, if they get a little too insistent about things or speak out of turn, it's conceivable that maybe, either that or maybe he fell or something like that. But I mean, you could have a ruptured blood vessel.
He could have had a minor stroke that left that clot there. Yeah, I mean, obviously we're not privy to his actual medical records, but, and again, I disagree with him politically, vehemently, but, I'm not in any way pleased by his having to go through this medical.
Well, more, more than merely disagreeing. I mean, I resent his being in politics at this point because he's been a Teflon Don for far too long. He should have gone to jail by way of court-martial when he hot-started his A-4 Skyhawk on the deck of the Forestall and touched off a missile on the plane behind him, leading to the deaths of several sailors. They had to evacuate him from that ship. The captain got him off there because he was afraid the crew would take matters into their own hands. He again should have gone to jail for treason via court-martial when he became Ho Chi Minh Harry for the North Vietnamese. And he also, the third time, he should have gone to jail under civilian auspices when he was part of the Keating Five scandal. So this guy should have been in jail three times over, and still he's in the public eye.
Yes, he is. And again, I would like to see those Arizona voting records because I get a lot of emails from people in Arizona saying, I can't understand why this guy keeps getting reelected and reelected because nobody around here likes him. Nobody votes for him.
Yeah, I know his father was an admiral who kind of covered his posterior for the military stuff. But as you said, unfortunately, I'm thinking maybe the Keating Five thing, he might have had influence there, but as you said, unfortunately, that would have taken down John Glenn, too. And he was just untouchable in terms of the necessity of his image at the time. So he may have gotten, McCain may have benefited from, other efforts to tamp down the Keating thing as well.
Well, we know where those efforts came from because Admiral John McCain, John McCain's father, was the admiral who basically organized the cover-up of Israel's attack on the USS Liberty and basically said, oh, it was just they were confused. It was cloudy, and the Israeli pilots thought they were attacking this Egyptian horse carrier ship, which, of course, is easy to understand because we all know Egyptian horse carriers have giant dish antennas all over them.
Exactly. So, he's been managing to sidestep justice for far too long. So
I agree.
Anyway,
I agree. And that being said, though, you know, I'm not enjoying his having to go through this experience. And maybe that's because, you know, I don't like being in a hospital. And that's where my empathy is coming from. All right, Glenn, we're going to let you go here. And we're going to switch over to Mike in South Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, everyone. Couple things, and that is that horse carrier you mentioned, Michael, they also carry American flags. Don't forget that.
Oh, yeah, big, ceremonial American flags.
Yeah, they're now being used for prayer rugs.
Yes, unfortunately.
All right, moving right along. You mentioned something about, McCain is the reason why they're not making that vote. This is a deliberate delay on the vote. So McCain's just being used as a reason for them to delay the vote.
It's more than that. I mean, Rand Paul is saying the Republicans don't have the votes to push through the current plan. And obviously McCain is one of the votes they need. So they need to wait until he can come on back. And in the meantime, they're going to try and convince some of the GOP to come back on board with repeal and replace, or possibly find some Democratic defectors. But as of right now, it doesn't look like the repeal and replace vote is going to work.
It was my understanding, it was explained to me, that this actually is a delay. And what they're going to do is, if they get this through, it'll switch from Obamacare to Trump Care. And that's going to be extremely dangerous. They're just setting Trump up for later on. I also understand, and you might, I don't know if you can verify this or not, I've had it semi-verified, that in the NDAA Patriot changes that were made under Obama, he authorized the news media that they could go ahead and become fake news, basically. There's an authorization that they don't have to tell the truth, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, believe it or not, there never was any kind of a legal requirement for the corporate media to tell the truth, and that was illustrated by this very famous lawsuit involving Fox News and Monsanto's synthetic bovine growth hormone. And there were these two reporters assigned by Fox to write up this puff piece on this Monsanto product about how great it was, and it was making dairies and meat cattle much more profitable. And these reporters got on in there, and they discovered all this evidence that consumers who were eating the meat or drinking the dairy products from these treated cows were suffering all kinds of medical problems, and they took the news story in, and Fox said, you got to take out all that negative stuff and make Monsanto look good. The reporters refused, and they were fired. And they sued for wrongful termination, and they lost on appeal when the court ruled because there is no law requiring the corporate media to tell the truth. Corporate media management can order their correspondents and their prostitutes to lie to you, and if the correspondents and prostitutes refuse to lie to you, they can legally be fired for cause. And that tells you all you need to know about the corporate media. Now, in terms of the NDAA, there used to be a law that said it is illegal for the U.S. government to propagandize its own citizen. That's what got. That's what has been removed. Now, of course, they've been propagandizing us all along, but now it's officially permissible.
One last thing I'll pass on. I know this pretty much is true, and that is you mentioned the changes in the derivatives. There was a banking law that was changed that would allow derivatives to be paid before anybody else.
Yes.
I believe that was done a little bit over 2 years ago.
Yeah, and, I think in November.
Yeah, I will inform you that the largest holder of offshore derivatives happens to be Mitt Romney.
Oh, my goodness, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, we've been set up. And,
yeah.
And what we're waiting for, we've been waiting for this for quite a few, a couple of years now, and that the first bank that fails over there in Europe is going to hit us, and that's going to be the domino effect. You can count on it. But Mitt Romney's sitting right there. He has over 1,000 offshore accounts right now, and Nikki Haley helped him get them.
Okay. Boy, oh, boy. They are all crooked, aren't they?
They are.
All right.
And what we have, keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, Mike. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And getting on back to the news here. As you know, we're looking at the beginning of a new housing decline. And everybody's out there trying to find a solution out there. So over at governmentslaves.com, they have an article about how the millennials could be key to Illinois' housing recovery. There's only one problem. The millennials are leaving Illinois. They know it's time to get on out and head for greener pastures. Illinois is going to be the first. We're going to see state after state after state after state collapsing until there are no more green pastures out there. The other day we were talking about the percentage of American college students who will never, ever in their life be able to repay their student loan debt, and it's about 50%. In Great Britain, it is worse. 77% of 2017 university graduates will never be able to repay their student loan debt. They took higher education and they turned it into another racket. And that's exactly what it is. Lure them on in with promises of high-paying jobs. Plunge them on that barbed debt hook as hard and firm as they can. Give them a degree that's worthless. Send them on out and another debt slave for the rest of their lives. Over at the Health Ranger, they're sounding a warning that Bitcoin is now showing signs of collapse. It's basically off nearly 40% from its high. Remember when it was driven up there by all this Japanese buying and everybody said, oh, this is the wave of the future. It's going to be $10,000 Bitcoin. And calmer voices were saying virtual currencies don't have inherent worth. It's just like the Federal Reserve note or numbers in a computer. It is a symbol and it is a token. It is not money. Money is based on an article of actual value. And Bitcoins have no value whatsoever. Their price is set by what somebody's willing to sell or buy them for. And it's all over the place, hugely volatile. Now, we've been talking about the retail Mageddon and all these stores that are hovering at the edge of collapse, and it looks like Sears got a little bit of a lifeline. They secured a $200 million credit line from CEO Eddie Lampert's hedge fund. So they're going to last a little bit longer, but in the long term, they're still going to go away along with these other retail outlets until somebody figures out a way to recycle some of that wealth accumulated at the top back down to the bottom so that workers and middle-class people can trade their skills and labor for decent wages and salaries in order to pump that money back into the economy at the shopping malls, at the car dealerships, at the real estate office. until somebody changes that dynamic and gets that little recycling going, this economy is doomed. And just issuing more credit lines to keep stores going, it's dragging it out. It's a slow death. It's going to be a slow and painful death. And obviously, we can all count on Sears to be carrying cheaper and cheaper products to try and maximize their profitability. And as people come to understand that Sears represents cheap, shoddy products, their business will fall off even faster. All right, let's take another phone call. Rick in Arizona, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah, okay. Quickly about Sears. That's just a way, I think, for the executives to loot what's left of the company, and then the hedge fund will end up with the company for little or nothing. I want to talk about Sessions, the attorney general. He was in Minneapolis yesterday, and he's got everybody all fired up. They want to be more aggressive with asset forfeiture, and they're going to share the proceeds with the state and local communities. You know, this Trump's posse is just a bunch of legal thieves. And I would like to, you know, people, I don't know, they just, nobody seems to try to stop it, but some states have passed laws against it. But Trump, in my opinion, is not good for this country. I hope they get rid of him. And that's all I got to say. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Well, you've got that there. And, Sessions is out there pushing for a more aggressive civil asset forfeiture program for the very simple reason. The government is broke. They need just another way of looting and plundering and pillaging our own population. And that's exactly what they're doing. We're already heading back into a new dark ages where the tax collectors for the lords and ladies just ride across the countryside grabbing pigs and chickens and farmers' daughters left and right whenever they feel like it. Now, some states have taken the step of passing a law saying that assets cannot be forfeited unless there is a criminal conviction. But that's the exception. In most states, basically, the cops can take your property just by saying, oh, I think you might be involved in drug running, or you may be involved in some other crime, and they just take your property. And there is a legal process by which you can get it back, but it takes years, during which time businesses who've had their cash seized will go out of business. And I saw that happen to somebody I actually have. And the way the police departments get around it is they come and make a deal, saying, we'll give you back half of what we took if you sign this agreement that you will never sue us and you will never talk to the media. That's how they get around it. But it's plunder and pillage, plain and simple. It's where somebody took a really good idea, which was civil forfeiture to strip from real criminals the proceeds from their criminal activity and turn it back into the public treasury. That actually was a good idea. But like most good ideas, politics eventually turned it into just another racket, and that's exactly what it is. And today in the United States of America, the police are stealing more from the American people than all the muggers and robbers and burglars put together, just like they're murdering more people than all the mass shooters and the terrorists. And we got a story coming up about that one, a tragic, tragic story we're going to be dealing with. Over in Anaheim, California, Disneyland, the happiest kingdom on earth or happiest place on earth, there have been a lot of homeless sleeping around the park on the bus benches. And Anaheim's response has been pretty much like that here on Oahu. We can't fix the homelessness. We can't get them jobs or homes. What we're going to do is make sure the tourists don't see them, because it might, you know, hamper their tourism experience of our little attraction. And here on Oahu, they keep chasing them out of Waikiki and the other tourist venues back up into the hills, back up to this north shore of the center lock on Pearl Harbor. There are thousands of people there. And they're doing the same thing in Anaheim. They removed all the bus benches the homeless were sleeping on. And guess what? The homeless are still there. They're just sleeping on the pavement now. Now, Claire has a saying, and I agree with it. The true measure of any society is how they care for the disadvantaged. And when you look at the way Oahu treats the homeless, the way Anaheim is treating the homeless, you realize what this money junkie philosophy has turned us into, a very brutal, inhuman society. And it's only going to be getting worse. Now, here's a bizarre story. Apparently, There's a billionaire, James Riotti. He's supposedly connected with Chinese intelligence. He wants to buy over 1 billion pounds of American copper. Now, copper is a useful metal. It's used a lot in the manufacture of ammunition for guns and artillery. But that's a lot of copper. What does he think is going to happen that is going to suddenly drive up the demand for copper? World War III? Could very well be. All right, we're coming up here on a commercial break, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. No, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones here. Ken in Fort Worth, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Howdy, howdy. Tomorrow, Lockheed Martin's going to hire 2,000 workers on the spot to start building F-35s.
Okay, well, good for those workers. But, again, I think, my opinion, it's too soon to go into production. There are just so many unresolved problems. Britain's starting to notice them. Our own pilots are starting to notice them.
We're going to build your new car, and we'll put the windshield wipers on after it's done. That's what it's kind of looking like.
Yeah, it looks like we're building a car. We don't know if it's safe. We don't know if the airbags are going to work. Radios may not work either, but we'll fix all that stuff later and charge you only a modest fee.
They're going to hire 2,000 tomorrow.
Okay. Well, like I said, good for the workers. And, again, those of you who get those jobs, do the best that you can. I know it's not exactly an environment that's conducive to doing your best, but it's like I said at the top of the show, if we're going to bring the jobs and the manufacturing back to this country, it is not enough that the government is going to encourage it. We as workers have to take pride in what we're doing. We have to say we're going to be better at making this stuff than the people in the other countries are. And that partnership is going to be key to regaining America's supremacy as a manufacturing power. Okay? I guess we lost Ken. All righty, getting on back here to the economic news. There's some kind of weird going on over with HSBC, and we know that they have been caught in laundering drug money. James Comey was on the board of directors when that was all going down. Apparently, there is a Monitor report on HSBC, and the Monitor is Michael Cherkasky, who's the CEO of Exeger. And apparently in January of this year, District Court Judge John Gleason ruled the report was a judicial document, could be made public. But the Justice Department and HSBC have objected and appealed to the second court, which blocked the release of the HSBC Monitor report. There's something going on in there they don't think you need to know, or they don't want you to know. A lot of secrecy out there. Turning to the international scene, riots have erupted in 20 French cities. It's starting to look like Germany in many places over there. A lot of it has to do with the economic hardship caused by austerity and the out-of-control migration. And people are starting to stand up and say they've been waiting so long for their government to do the right thing. The government never does the right thing. They're starting to get angry over there. Now, Italy, which was very angered with Austria's deployment of troops and armored vehicles to the border, is now threatening the European Union with what they call the nuclear option. They're going to give 200,000 migrants European Union visas and say, go to the other countries. I think the EU is about to come apart. And George Soros will cry. We'll be right back.
Question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.